whole sequence where you're coming and you're calling out, and then what happened in the biggest plays of the game there at the end with the touchdown and the run?
Definitely. It all happened so fast. I'm not sure I'll be able to replay it all correctly until I watch the tape again. But from what I remember, Robert went down. You know, he's taken a lot of those hits before. Wasn't quite sure if he really needed to come out, but grabbed my helmet, started throwing, and then came in and just tried to take a look at the situation. I believe it was third down, and we needed to move the chains, and fortunately the pass interference call enabled us to do that. Then I saw Robert come back out. I was expecting to have to finish the game, but saw Robert come back out, which was great, and so I ran back to the sidelines. But and then he made, a couple big-time plays, and could see that he was limping after the second big completion, and I then didn't know what to do, didn't know what the plan was, tried to find Coach Shanahan just to be able to let him make the call, and he said, "Where's Kirk?" And I said, "Here I am," and he just said, "Go out there, take a spot." So I went out there and wanted to make sure he actually was hurt, and he said, "Yeah, I can't do it." So he went down, and then we went from there.
Two-point, could you talk about the touchdown to Pierre and then the two-point conversion?
Yeah, the touchdown was an off-schedule play. I tried to start my read, and I just didn't feel comfortable sitting in the pocket and waiting on it. I think in some respects I had learned from the Falcons game. When I threw my second interception in that game, I just waited too long on it and tried to do too much. And so I thought, you know, I'm gonna try to make something happen, try to do my best RG3, if you will. And Pierre ended up coming off his route and breaking away and breaking open. And he was wide open. All I had to do was just put it in his arms.
Kirk, what was the pump fake on that throw? Was it designed, or was that something you were doing to move the defense?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. It happened fast, but we do have a double move on that play. So if I can remember correctly, it probably was because I was trying to get them to bite on that double move.
Kirk, how much did the Atlanta game help you today?
Anytime I can get experience, whether it's a practice rep in training camp, a preseason game, a real game, it's going to help me. So there's no doubt I learned from that. You know, it's still a challenge to come out here after standing in the cold for three quarters and be ready to go. But fortunately, I had 10 guys around me who were doing their job at a high level, and it made my job, you know, much, much easier.
Kirk, how many reps have you been getting in practice recent weeks, and how surprised were you they called your number to run the ball on the two-point conversion?
Well, I'll answer your first question first. I don't get reps with the offense. I get reps with the scout team. So I try to work on my fundamentals and try to look at the scout team plays. For example, this week the Ravens plays, and try to put them in our language as to what they would be like and try to read them like I would read our plays. And then obviously I'm getting mental reps watching Robert take the reps in practice and doing all I can outside of meetings to be ready. But that's the life of a backup quarterback in this league. And then your second question was what?
On a run there at the two-point conversion.
Yeah, the quarterback draw. They gave us the look for it. It was obviously a great call. And you know, I've been very impressed with both Kyle and Coach Shanahan's ability to call plays and just put quarterbacks in a position to be successful. And I think their track record shows that with the quarterbacks they've been around. But certainly I felt like they did that with me in the little bit that I was in there.
Were you surprised at all when that call came in?
I wouldn't say surprised, because that is a play that we feel confident running in the red zone near the goal line. And I believe Rex scored on a quarterback draw last year against Dallas, so it's not something they're afraid to do.
What's the key on the quarterback draw? Just not giving it away too soon, waiting the extra beat, or what is it?
Well, I think you do want to sell pass a little bit and get the defense to be thinking pass and catch them off guard. But obviously, you got a running back leading up, making a great block. You got an offensive line that's making the blocks necessary. I'm not as fast as Robert, so those blocks are going to have to be made for me to score, and they were. And I just had to dive across the goal line to do the last part of it.
You said that there's really no drop off between you and Robert when you get in there, except maybe that he's a little bit faster. To have the confidence from those guys to come in as a rookie in a big situation like that, what does that mean?
Well, there's no doubt that. It's been communicated to me by some veterans that they believe in me, and that if my name has to be called upon, that they believe I can get it done, and that means the world. But, you know, first and foremost, Robert's been doing an awesome job, and I have a lot to live up to if my number does get called because of the way he's played. And even once he got banged up, I went in and came back out. He then made a couple tremendous plays that got us down into the red zone and made my job then easier when I had to go in. So he's doing a tremendous job. I'm trying to learn from him as I watch and stay locked into these games when I'm not playing. And he certainly has taught me a lot as to how to be a better quarterback.
Kirk, have you talked to Robert? And I know he gave you a hug. I don't know if he said anything. And B, how much did after the Atlanta game and then getting ready for the Minnesota game, not knowing if he was going to be ready for that, kind of help you over the next 24, 36 hours in terms of your mental preparation if you have to start?
Yeah, as far as words exchanged between Robert and I just told him, you know, I'm proud of you. Let's try to make the playoffs now. Let's go make the playoffs. And I asked him how he was feeling, and he said, you know, he just doesn't know. He doesn't know until some more time passes. So I know very little as far as his condition. But I got to approach it like I have since day one when I showed up here in May, and that's to think like I'm the starter and prepare like I'm the starter. And if my number is called upon, then I'll be ready to go. If it's not, I'm still ready to go, and I feel like any preparation I do can't hurt. So any time I spend this week getting ready, even if my number doesn't get called next Sunday, I'm still helping myself for down the road. So I'll be doing my preparation this week, and we'll see what happens. But obviously I'll be praying for Robert's health going forward.
Kirk, what has it been like for you to see Robert's star sort of take off in the last month or so?
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. He's a tremendous athlete, a tremendous talent. He was the Heisman Trophy winner, the second overall pick in the draft for a reason. And on top of all that, he's a great leader. He's well-spoken. He's the total package in that sense. And so it doesn't surprise me. I think it's encouraging to watch a quarterback have success in this offense because you feel like you're in a place that you can succeed if your number does get called upon. As I mentioned earlier, Coach Shanahan's track record with quarterbacks, this is a place, you know, where you want to play. Quarterbacks want to play for the Shanahans. So in that sense, it's a good position for me to be in. And I'm just trying to develop myself and, you know, have my career last as long as it possibly can.
Kirk, you don't get any reps in practice. Could you go through your preparation during the week to get ready in terms of film study and what mental reps and all that?
Well, it does start with those scout team reps, so I am getting some football in. It's not ideal, but it's the best I can do as far as physical practice. I stay after every day with our quarterbacks coach and a few of the younger receivers and throw routes on air and basically try to go back through the practice script and run the plays that were run by our offense, but just run them with a couple receivers so I can try to rehearse what it would be like. And then going to meetings and obviously spend a lot of time watching film and talking with the coaches about X's and O's and just trying to watch cutups and plays and games, saying what would I do if I was in this scenario on the field. And it's a learning process. You know, I'm nowhere near where I want to be a year, two, 3 years from now, but day by day, I'm trying to get better and better. And again, if my number gets called upon as it did today, be able to get the job done.
Thanks, Kirk.
Okay.